tribes across the West are trying to restore their forests and grasslands to the way they were before white settlers arrived. The goal, return traditional foods like roots, huckleberries, and big game. But it's a complex job. Correspondent Anna King has our story.
We're up here in the Blue Mountains of Oregon, and we're looking for something that was plentiful before white settlers arrived, huckleberries. They are little bushes, and in late summer, they flush with deep purple berries, and they're very important to the tribes. Cheryl Shippentower is a plant ecologist for the Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation and a tribal member. She's heard stories of elders who used to go to one spot and pick berries for two solid weeks.
Now you go up there, you could probably spend a day and find, maybe fill your basket.
Shippentower says what's changed is the way the forest has been managed. Historical records show the way tribes kept these stands of huckleberries healthy and plentiful was by setting fires.
You would come in and pick, and at the fall, when you're finished gathering, then you would set that stand on fire. It'd be a slow burn that would improve the huckleberry stands and keep those forests open.
But with the arrival of white settlers, fire suppression became the go-to. And for decades, that's been the U.S. government's policy as well. So now, forests are crowded with too many trees.
We find that we're, you know, in most cases, 50% overstocked, in some cases, 100% overstocked.
That's Gordy Schumacher. He's the Range Ag and Forestry Program Manager for the Umatilla Tribes. He watches over more than 24,000 acres of tribal forest. Shippentower and Schumacher four-wheel me up muddy roads to show me what they're doing now. Because the forest is so overgrown, they have to thin it using chainsaws. There's one thinned spot where they've taken out most of the smaller trees. On the other side of the road is a spot that hasn't been thinned. Thousands of 15 to 20-year-old trees fill in nearly every gap, like hair on a dog's back, he says.
And so we're racing to thin trees out so we can get back to some kind of a natural state.
And they're in a hurry, because when you have really crowded forests with a lot of fuel, fires can burn super hot and big. Schumacher says they'd like to use fire in the way native ancestors did, but there's a lot of barriers. For one, these tribal lands have a complex patchwork of ownership, and it's hard to get permission to even burn piles of brush.
Fire doesn't know boundaries, so, you know, when a fire starts or if it's a fire we lit and it crosses those boundaries, there's repercussions. There's lots of liability with this stuff. But if we don't get on to doing it at some point, there's going to be fires that we just can't stop. And it's going to cross everybody's boundary.
For several years, the Umatilla tribes have been changing up the way they manage the forests. Instead of cutting trees to make the most money, now they are managing them to bring back their native foods. So far, they've treated about 15% of their forests in some fashion. But there's a lot left to do. In another patch of woods, high up in the mountains, we stop again. Shippentower leans down and cups her hands under a delicate spray of soft buds, huckleberries. She smiles. These berries are sister foods.
Like Tamanwa, it's just the way we live our life, and if we didn't have those kind of guide us in our life. So we follow the landscape and follow those foods. So that make us not only, you know, physically healthy, but mentally and spiritually healthy.
Shippentower says there is still so much to relearn about the landscape and how to care for these native lands. What gives her hope? Seeing these coral-stemmed huckleberries stretching up toward her knees. I'm Anna King, up in the Blue Mountains outside of Mission, Oregon.